Welcome to the Career Change Podcast, where you'll discover the frank and practical advice and resources that are already proven to work in the real world when it comes to changing careers or figuring out what business is right for you when you are a smart but likely also stuck, overwhelmed or overthinking person in your mid-30s, your 40s, your mid-50s. I'm your host, Ricky Hansen, a career change advisor, entrepreneur and former corporate HR professional with over 15 years experience of helping thousands of people just like you identify or create careers or businesses that are both meaningful and future-proof. Welcome home. Hey, it's Ricky Hansen here. Welcome to episode 44 of the Career Change Podcast, How to Get Out of Your Head. We'll talk about how you can stop idea overwhelm, stop overthinking. Most of all, I really want to talk about in this episode practical ways for you to get out of your head on a more regular basis, so your career change actually happens in the real world out there. As in, it's not just something you think about. Because I know for a lot of you, your career change or your business has never really got any further than your own head. And that's something I can tell from the emails that I get from you, my listeners, in terms of the questions that you ask. But it's also one of the things I really notice with most of the clients I work with over the years. You know, before they start working with me, they spend a lot, actually the majority of the time, they just spend inside of their head. And they're either what I call overwhelmers or they're what I call overthinkers or a mixture. You know, so you know you're an overwhelmer if you keep coming up with new ideas or you keep overwhelming yourself by having way too many ideas. Or maybe you're an overthinker where you keep overthinking the few ideas that you do have, or maybe even kill them off. You know, you literally go into analysis paralysis. But in both of those cases, whether you're an overwhelmer with way too many ideas or an overthinker who keeps getting stuck in analysis paralysis, you know, for both of you, you don't have any change in external circumstances, right? You just keep overwhelming and overthinking, never getting out of your head. What that means is you're still stuck in that scenario you want to get rid of or away from. Now, I'm actually really curious with you right now. Would you say you are an overwhelmer? Someone who has this kind of popcorn brain, you keep coming up with new ideas, you know, every day there might be a new idea. Or you're an overthinker where you might not, you know, you do have some ideas, you keep overthinking them, but you often end up in analysis paralysis. Let me know, I'm really curious, are you an overwhelmer or an overthinker? Right? Let me know. I'm over at the careerchangepodcast.com. Sign up for the newsletter there and then just reply to any of the emails. Let me know what you most identify with so I can really keep coming up with the most helpful episodes for you. Now, what is also interesting about overwhelmers and overthinkers, and by the way, it's normal to be a combo. Just think about what you mainly get into trouble with. But what's interesting about both overwhelmers and overthinkers is that many of the remedies that help you get unstuck, that help you deal with being stuck inside of your head, they're actually the same whether you're an overwhelmer or an overthinker. So that's super interesting. And often what I also see is one of the biggest issues that face aspiring career changers and entrepreneurs over 35 who mainly use their brains for a living. So I know so many of you, my listeners, my clients as well, you're what we call knowledge workers, right? You work in finance, IT, law, marketing, you name it. But you very much work with your head. The issue is when it then comes to how you approach your career change, then you also start treating that like a purely intellectual exercise. You know, something that can just be solved if you think hard enough or research hard enough. But what that means, if you're an overthinker and overwhelmer, is that your career change will just very quickly turn into one big overthinking or overwhelming mess very early on, because all you're doing is just thinking or thinking you have to do more research. If that sounds familiar, then good on you for having hit play on this episode. You are in really good hands and I hope you already feel very understood. But let's talk about how career change actually works in the real world. So in this episode, I want to share with you two highly concrete activities, verbs, tools that will help you get out of your head, so to say, and into the real world on a more regular basis. Both of these tools are invaluable to the career change process. They're the ones I teach my clients all the time and help them with, and they're baked into to my programs. So what I can tell you for a fact is the sooner and more often you start using both of these tools, the faster you'll change, the faster you'll feel in control of the career change process, and the faster you'll get clarity. Sounds good? Let's do it. So here are the two action tools, and also what you want to do whenever you get into overwhelmer or overthinker mode. You either, number one, want to make a decision, no matter how small, or number two, you want to take action, no matter how small. And as you can probably tell, these two action tools or action verbs, they go really well together. Bit like a peanut butter and jam sandwich, right? And actually, they're not always, but often they work like a sandwich. You make a decision, then you take a corresponding action. Then you get more clarity to make more decisions and take even more bolder actions. That's how career change works. Or you run an experiment first in order to be able to make a decision. You run an experiment, you take an action to get real life feedback or information that's something you need to decide on. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do that? Well, run an experiment to find out. So the order in which to use them is not fixed. It really depends on the issue or on the scenario. And I also just want you to take a moment right up front, beginning of this episode, to just assess where you are at when it comes to this particular peanut butter and jam sandwich, you know, actions and decisions. How many concrete decisions have you already made so far in your career change process? And how many considered actions or experiments have you already run or taken so far that have allowed you to make even more decisions and take even more action? Just think about that. How many actions have you actually taken or experiments have you actually run? How many decisions have you already made? That in itself should give you an indication as to how come you are still very stuck inside of your head and with your transition or not, right? But that's really should give you a really good reason why you want to continue listening. So let's look at how you can get out of your head today and going forward. I literally had a client, John, who was the classic overwhelmer popcorn brain. And he was like, Ricky, I need to get this as a two. How can I get out of my head today? And that should really be the mantra for all overthinkers and overwhelmers. How can I get out of my head today? So let's go straight into how to get out of your head action tool number one. That is to make a decision, no matter how small. Make a decision, no matter how small. So we're talking about decision-making here. Decide, an action verb. You actually need to make a decision. Now, you know that I love my languages, and the meaning of the word decide actually comes from the Latin word decidere, which is a combination of two words, de, which means of, and cerere, which means cut. So to cut off, you know, the whole medieval chop-chop, right? And I love this analogy and this history behind it, because I know that in your head, whether you're an overthinker or an overwhelmer, it's very, very crowded. So I want you to think about what we want to do here. We're going to go chop, chop and get rid of some of that stuff, right? Think of a swarm of Vikings coming in, making some space, chop, chop, you know, with the swords. That's a really good analogy. But also know that for both overthinkers and overwhelmers, this is indeed a nasty word, a scary word, right? Decision-making. If you are an overwhelmer, you probably do not like to make decisions. What you love doing instead is bathing and sunning yourself in all of the possibilities and all of the fantasies of all of the ideas that you already have and all of the ones you come, right? It's literally like an idea orgy in your head. So, you know, you do not like when you are told to make decisions, but guess what? If your problem is too many ideas, then clearly something needs to be cut out. Chop, chop, right? You need to make space for only your best ideas. So you need to get rid of the fluff and the distractions. If not, all you end up doing is just idea popping rather than making any of them happen in the real world. And that should be frustrating for you. That's what you should really be afraid of just staying in that idea popping mode rather than actually making any of your dreams come true. Also remember, not all of your ideas are created equal, nor will they result in the same equal careers or businesses. Make sure you re-listen to episode 2 of the Career Change Podcast if you're the idea overwhelmer. Remember, decisions will actually help you tidy up amongst all of those many, many ideas so you can focus on just the best ones. So it should be something you'd want to do. So hear them out, okay? Now, also overthinkers, they don't like the decision word neither because it means that they have to decide. So that means that they cannot keep overthinking or delaying decisions. They cannot keep waiting for all the ducks to line up neatly. And it also, you know, means now they have to take responsibility. It also means that now there's a potential for making the wrong decision. Scary, right? So I know how all of you feel. Also, when it comes to both overwhelmers and overthinkers, when you think about deciding, then now suddenly you have to make some kind of commitment. And ooh, that's scary because what if things change? What if something better comes along? What if you don't like it? Yadi-da-di-da. Don't worry. The next tool will take care of that. But I'm just mentioning all of this to let you know that if you feel scared when you hear the word making decisions, that is totally normal. But it's also why you're stuck. So let me be brutally and, you know, big-heartedly honest with you here. Decision-making is a non-negotiable part of the career change process. If you want to change careers or start that business, decision-making is a non-negotiable element. End of story. No decisions, no career change. So you should want to master decision-making or at least get much, much better in terms of being good at making decisions, getting better at it. It's also one of the most important future-proofing skills that you could ever develop. But I also know that it can be really hard to make decisions by yourself. This is often the hardest part of the career change process. It's also why you might want to seek professional guidance. But just make sure that whoever you work with, they actually have decision-making and action-taking built into their programs versus just giving you a glorified vision boards of vibes. That's really, really important. So mark my words, decision-making is a non-negotiable if you want to change careers. As a matter of fact, whether you will end up changing careers or starting your own business to a large extent depends on your ability to and or willingness to learn to or become used to making a lot of decisions again and again and again. And don't worry. Do you remember what I said? It's about making decisions no matter how small. This is really important to clarify, right? We're talking just micro decisions, not one macro one. So just start small to build your decision-making muscle. For example, you can just start with thinking about, well, what are maybe some of the career elements I want to let go of? And also, what are some of the elements that I'm missing? What is it that I actually want to add? Also, what skills do you want to build on? What do you no longer want to tolerate? What do you want to matter most in your next move? And I bet you already have several of those decisions that you can make already. You are just not doing it. So what small decisions can you make right now? Just start there. You know that I often talk about, what do you no longer want to tolerate? What do you want to move away from? That's something that you already can start doing. You know what I call the stop doing list. That's also a great place for you overwhelmers and overthinkers to start. You know, look at what are the things you actually want to no longer tolerate in your career and then start moving away from them. What do you no longer want? What do you not want to replicate in your next move? That's a great place to start making decisions because that you can do because you know what you don't like, right? So start there. That's really important to start working that decision-making muscle. Now, what I found really interesting is that traditionally, the older we get, the less decisions we tend to make. That is bonkers. Most people, if you're over 35, you know, older millennial, Gen X, you'll have made the most decisions in your 20s. That is crazy. No wonder then if you feel like your work life or your life feel all the same, boring, right? Decisions are your friend and the antidote to both overthinking and overwhelming yourself. So the antidote both to continually overwhelming yourself with too many ideas and to overthinking, is to start making smaller decisions from the very beginning of your career change journey and not to wait to later on when you hope you feel ready. And this is especially the case if you're a career changer over 35. Right? Because you probably haven't made any decisions for a very long time, right? Make sure you don't fall for the myth of the one big decision. When you have this idea that you'll get to the stage, the fork in the road, at the career change path, and then at that stage, you have to make that one big decision. And if you don't get it right, you'll mess it all up. You know, I want to make sure that that's not the reason why you're afraid of decision making. Please don't fall for the myth of the one big decision. That is not how it works. So please, if you're afraid of decision making because you have this idea that there's just one big decision to make, you're falling for the myth of the one big decision. That is not how it works in real life. Rather, when you change careers, all we're talking about here is that you learn to make the frequent, ongoing kind of micro decisions that will take you out of the being stuck, overthinking, and overwhelmed towards being in charge and making solid progress towards creating a career or business you actually want to wake up to. So we're talking about loads of small decisions over time. It's not about making one big decision towards the end. That's not how it works. So if that's why you're afraid to make decisions, don't worry. We're just talking micro decision. And really, one of the things that I just find mind-blowing is that for most aspiring career changers over 35 is that the last career decision they probably made, apart from maybe a few job change decisions, that the last decision they actually made around their career was likely made over 10 to 20 years ago when you left university and first decided to enter your professional line of work. Does that sound familiar? Like, you likely haven't actually made any career decisions ever since you were in your 20s and you decided to become, you know, a marketing person or an accountant or a lawyer or a finance person. Interesting, right? So just think about, you are now living out the result of a decision that you made in your 20s. You can literally track your unhappiness today in your current career, job, profession, line of work, back to a decision or number of decisions that you made after university or in your 20s. And here you are, still putting up with the nasty consequences instead of just starting to make decisions now, more decisions and different decisions. You should want to make decisions. You should want to take your power back. Versus putting up with the result of decisions that you made over a year, a decade, or even longer ago. Think about that. It is so crazy to think about that. The older we get, the less decisions we make. That's why people are so bloody unhappy often later on. Take your power back and start making different decisions if you're not happy in your career and in your life, full stop, right? Make micro decisions. Just take the pressure off. Make micro decisions, take micro action, you know, versus just one big decision, that's it. That's really the power of micro, smaller decisions on a regular basis. If you're finding decision-making hard, you can break any decision into a number of smaller decisions, each one giving you more clarity, more power, and then pair it with getting feedback, with action to get feedback. We'll talk about that in a moment. So often when I have people saying to me, oh, Ricky, but I don't know this, or I don't know what I want, or I don't know this and that, it's often because you haven't made any decisions yet, or you've only made a few, or you haven't taken any action yet. You're just hoping that if you wait for long enough, maybe something will solve your problem and something will turn up. Nah, decision-making is your friend. So is action-taking. What stays? What goes? Do I want this? Do I want that? What do I not want? What do I want? Think decisions if you want to, and get concrete. You will be amazed at how good it feels to experience who you can also be and what is possible for you when you get out of your head. Clarity comes through decisions and actions. This is so important for you to know if you're stuck right now and if you don't know what you want. What's so powerful about decisions as a career change tools is that decisions, they have a clear before and after. Their aim is to get you out of that cloudy, overwhelming, overthinking tendency and into specifics and concretes. They are literally the opposite of second-guessing yourself because they force you, decisions force you to stop second-guessing and come down on either one side or the other, and to decide exactly what it is that you want or what it is that you need to find out, either before or after taking an action. So if you've been wanting to change careers or start your own business for quite a while, months, years, decades, but it hasn't happened yet, it is very likely because you have not yet started to make concrete decisions about it on a regular, ongoing basis. You just have a pile of unmade decisions lined up that are exhausting you. Can you relate? You just got this pile of unmade decisions that you refuse to interact with because you're afraid? Nah, you should want to interact with them. Making decisions on a regular, ongoing basis is exactly what gives you the power and clarity you need to nail your transition and, most importantly, to keep going until you get what you want. Just think about the alternative because you're probably there right now. There is nothing more exhausting than continually second-guessing or overthinking unmade decisions. It's exhausting to have a pile-up, right? Instead, my friend, just think about this. You should want to instead start looking at what decisions you can make and what actions you can take, right? Or what actions you can take to get real life input you need to make that decision. Okay? So make micro decisions. And what we'll talk about next is taking micro actions. This is how to get unstuck and out of your head again and again and again. So remember how to get out of your head. Action tool number one is to make a decision, no matter how small. Don't be scared. This is one of the most powerful things you can do, right? Okay, let's go into how to get out of your head. Action tool number two, and that is to take action, no matter how small. Do you see how I'm making this doable? By adding the no matter how small, both for the decision and for the action. So one of my favorite quotes is by the entrepreneur Will Dean, who developed Tough Mudder, which is like a sports events company, endurance company. He has this great quote where he says, entrepreneurs learn by doing. MBAs fail by overthinking. I would add there, there'll be like overthinkers and overwhelmers, and especially corporate professionals, they fail by overthinking and overwhelming. So I love that one. So think about that. What you want to do instead is to learn by doing, by taking action. That is how you learn. Not by over-researching or overthinking or overwhelming, but by doing. So taking action. This is such an important tool to have and to use. And it's also a skill to develop and for us to talk about. But I want to make an important clarification here when I say take action, because often, and maybe this is the case for you as well, if you've never changed careers or started your own business before, when you hear people say you need to take action, often what you think about is one-off actions. You might think that I'm talking about one-off actions like quitting your job or handing in your notice or starting that business. That is not what I'm talking about not here. Nor is that how career change actually works. You know, quitting your job or starting a business or handing in your notice, that is a milestone, not really an action. It's the result of loads of actions and loads of decisions over time leading up to it. It's not just one action or decision for that matter. So when I say take action, just like with decisions, I'm talking about the many, many smaller actions that over time turn into you being able to quit that job or hand in that notice or start that business or get your first client or whatever it is. So we're talking smaller actions. So, and we're talking taking action on a regular basis from the very start of you even start thinking about your career change. You start taking actions straight away. And this is so key both for overwhelmers and overthinkers. So maybe just check in with yourself. Do you think that might be why when I say take action that you find it intimidating or scary because you're falling for this also myth or fallacy of the one action, right? Just like with the session. So you have this idea that's just one action you must take and therefore you have to get it right or perfect. Just adjust your assumptions. You know, may I recommend you adjust your assumptions to reflect reality? Don't, there is no such thing as just one big action or a couple of big actions. Instead, you know, it's a matter of loads of actions over time. And actually, if you find the word action intimidating and scary, maybe a better way for you to think about this is to think about experimentation or test driving, no matter how small. Because that's also really what we're talking about here is to, you need to run experiments, right? You need to test drive because that forces you in a good way to get out of your head and into the real world so you can get the vital real life feedback you need to make more decisions and to take more actions, whether that's towards figuring out what you want or whether that's towards making it happen. If take action sounds scary, just think, what experiments can I run? What test driving can I do? Now, on Friday, I watched the new David Letterman documentary about U2. And there was one thing that Bono said that I really liked. And Bono said that at the early stages when he was writing the U2 songs, you know, back in the early 20s, he thought of it more like sketching. That was really how he got himself to create. It was more like sketching and then test driving and putting it out there and getting feedback. So it was not about being perfect. It was about sketching. So just think about what kind of sketching can you start doing? Instead of thinking about getting the perfect drawing, that's not what we're talking about. We're just talking sketching to get something out there, right? So I really love the way that he said that because look at what they've created with Bono and U2. And here's why taking action and running experiments, here's why it's so important for you as an overthinker and as an overwhelmer. It's because it's a pattern interrupt that can interrupt your overthinking or interrupt your idea popping. Because here's the thing, and I bet you can see this, all you have right now inside of your head is noise, right? It's noisy in there. Running an experiment will actually help you. So if you run an experiment or if you test drive something outside in the real world, that will help you discover if there is actually any signal amongst the noise. But you need to get out of your head to do that. So getting out of your head and into experimentation or test driving mode is a non-negotiable if you want clarity, right? But getting out of your head is also, the way you do it is also by experimenting and test driving it. So it's so brilliant. And here's why you want to do it. If you want to get clarity, because if you're an overthinker, what you are essentially doing when you are staying inside of your head overthinking is you're just overthinking your existing and biased assumptions again and again and again. And those assumptions that you have, they're colored by prejudice and bias and a real lack of understanding of how the broader world of work actually works, plus how career change works, right? Especially if you've always been in the same field. So it's vital that we get you out of your own head and into the real world to interrupt that pattern of overthinking and give you real life feedback. That is why taking action is such a powerful antidote to overthinking, because what it does, it will literally challenge your assumptions and either confirm them or show you a better or different alternative. And more importantly, what I love when my clients, they take action, they run experiments, they also broaden their idea of what's available or what's possible. Because so often what I find when you are a professional over 35, you often limit your options up front. And if you never take action or never run experiments, never test drive anything, you will never learn that you have so many more options that you could ever imagine because you don't even engage for them. So you should want to get out of your head and want to experience yourself differently. All right? Same thing. If you are an overwhelmer, please hear me on this. If you are an overwhelmer, all you are doing every time you add new ideas without test driving the ones you already have or without running experiments with the ones you already have, you are just adding to the noise, to the confusion. You'll just, the more ideas you add, the more you'll just feel frustrated and creatively blocked because all you have is idea congestion. All you have, let's be frank, All you have right now is a massive bunch of ideas, but nothing to show for it, right? You are just worrying more and more and more and more. The antidote is that you must create. You must start test driving. You must start running experience. Overwhelmers by nature are creative. So you need to get yourself unstuck and out there in the real world creating rather than just consuming and grappling with more and more ideas, right? This is so important. Now, a classic overthinker or classic overwhelmer thought is, oh my God, but how do I know if I like this new thing? Or how would I know if I'll make money with it? Or which one should I pick? Well, guess what? You need to test drive and you need to experiment in order to find out. So here's what I know for sure. The answer to those questions are rarely, oh, I just need to think more. I need to get more ideas. I need to research more. Nah. It is to run an experiment to find out, or a number of experiments, no matter how small. So what experiments can you run right now or very soon? Start sketching, my friend. Don't worry about getting it perfect. Just start sketching. Also, just like as we get older, we tend to make less decisions. As we get older, we also experiment less. So if you're stuck right now, it's literally because stuck is the opposite of making experiments. So often when people, they come to me and they're stuck in their career change, I'm like, okay, but how many experiments have you run? What have you already tested? You know, have you run a workshop? Have you taken a course? Have you reached out to someone? What have you done? Most people haven't actually done anything. They're just overwhelmed and overthought. But here's why. Here's another reason why you should want to be excited about running smaller experiments and about taking action, test driving thing is because you might think you know who you are. But if you, let's say you've only ever been an accountant or a lawyer or a marketing person or an IT person, let's say that's all you've ever been. It's insert your own profession here. How do you know what else you could do or who else you could be if you don't start experimenting, right? This is so important for you to think about. You should be curious about who you could also be. And you should be curious about getting out there and experiencing yourself differently. That is how a lot of the clarity that comes, all right? So often people, they ask me, yeah, but Ricky, how do I actually know what an action is? My answer is, an action is highly concrete. Overthinking is never concrete. Popcorn brain is never concrete. An action is reaching out to someone or meeting someone, or going somewhere, attending something online or offline, right? Or creating something and offer something to someone. And in the career change process, it's very often an experiment. Ideally, something that gets you out from behind your computer and connecting with other people, you know, or depending on what's happening in the world, sometimes it's obviously virtual, sometimes it's face-to-face, but it often involves other people or it involves you creating something to then offer. It does not have to be massively time-consuming. It could be pop-up style, you know, a time frame for a particular purpose. It does not have to be time-consuming, so don't worry about it. You know, an action could be reaching out to a potential new client to offer a small version of a service or a product. It could be reach out to a potential new friend via LinkedIn with a very specific request. Hint, your network is everything, all right? It could be meeting someone, going somewhere to attend a conference or a meeting that will expose you to contacts or concrete information that you need. You know, and in the, you know, like I say, in the career change process, it very often involves testing something or creating something or running an experiment to learn more about yourself or the new field or your client group or the product or the service you're considering. But action always happens outside of overthinking loop. Action always happens outside of popcorn brain because it's literally the antidote to it, right? But it always happens outside of your head, hence why it's concrete. So my friend, ask yourself, what action can I take right now, no matter how small? What action can I take right now, no matter how small? What experiment can I run right now? What do I need to find out, or what do I need to experience about myself? Or how can I get more input or feedback so I can make a better decision? What ideas can I test drive? What assumptions can I test to prove or disprove? You learn about yourself and the world experientially, not via thinking, right? So classic examples I often see with my clients who want to start their own business is that a lot of what they need to run experiments on is who their ideal client is, who they want to work with and how. So for example, classic example, recently had a client, she knew she wanted to work with women, but she weren't really sure whether she wanted to go directly to those women or whether she wanted to work with them inside of organizations. So whether she wanted to do B2B, you know, business to business or business to consumer. So I said to her, why don't you give yourself 3 months to run parallel workshops and the sales leading up to them? You know, both with straight with organizations being the buyer and straight with the women being the buyer. And it turned out for her, she ran that experiment just over 3 months. It turns out for her, corporate was a nightmare. They never got back to her. They couldn't make decisions versus going directly to these women, making them sign up and pay themselves was so much easier, so much enjoyable. And also what she found by going directly to that female client group and them having to pay for it themselves and doing it themselves, they took a lot more responsibility and they got a lot better results. Also, a third client group came out of that experiment, but she could have thought, oh, would I prefer more working with corporates or would I prefer working directly with these women? She could have overthought that for months, for years, instead of just running a 3 month experiment to actually get some initial feedback as to what she enjoyed the most, right? This is something you can use for yourself as well. Also, the who is so important. Who can you connect with? One of the great, in terms of experiments, get other people involved, get feedback on it, whether it's clients, network, contacts, whatever it is. One of the great things that have happened post-COVID is that a lot more industries have become a lot easier to infiltrate because a lot of their conferences, a lot of their events, they've moved online or they've become more accessible to the whole world. All right. So there's so many ways in which you can experiment and test drive. I don't want to add too much into one episode because this is already turning into be quite a long episode. So if you want me to go deeper with this whole how to experiment and test drive and do another episode on that, then please just let me know. Just head over to the careerchangepodcast.com, sign up for the newsletter there, and you can ask me questions for coming episodes. Let me know whether you want more about test driving, what you want to hear in coming episodes. And I can go deeper with this test driving and experimentation because it is absolutely key. So stop overwhelming yourself with popcorn brain. Stop overthinking your ideas and instead start doing and deciding. Okay. So let's wrap this up. Like I mentioned, there are two highly concrete action strategies or tools that I've found to be really helpful for helping my career change clients get out of their heads. You make a decision or you take an action. So instead of choosing to overthink or overwhelm, I recommend you choose to either, well, depending on the situation or how far you are in the transition process, you'd choose to either A, make a concrete decision, no matter how small, or take a concrete action or run an experiment or a test, no matter how small. So my friend, over to you. Next time you are inclined to overthink or research or popcorn brain again, ask yourself this. What is one decision that I can make right now that is going to allow me to move forward? Or what is one action or experiment that I can take right now to get more clarity on this issue? Just break it down into smaller component. Now, here again is why these two tools are so powerful and why they actually work in the real world. And that's because of this. Changing careers or starting your own business is a result of loads and loads of small actions and loads of small decisions over time. And it therefore follows that unless you become very good at taking action and making decisions on a consistent, regular basis, your transition will not happen. Let me say that again. Changing careers or starting your own business is a result of loads of small actions and loads of small decisions over time. It therefore follows that unless you become good at taking action and good at making decisions on a consistent, regular basis, your career transition will not happen. So if you're not in the habit of experimenting or taking smaller actions on a regular basis, or making small decisions on a regular basis, that's likely why you are currently stuck, no matter how much time you spend thinking about it yet, all right? So may I recommend that it's time for you to stop overthinking and start doing and deciding instead. So the million-dollar question you want to ask yourself when you're stuck next time is, how can I get out of my head today? And then use those two tools. If you want more help with that, that's pretty much what I do for a living. So come over to thecareerchangepodcast.com and let me know. Thank you so much for listening. Now go get out of your head, my friend. That's where all the answers are.